everybody, and welcome to the Katie Weaver Show. This is Katie, I'm your host. I'm so happy to be here. If you are listening to the show live, it is about 11 a.m. Pacific time on the 18th of March. If you're listening to an archive or a replay, I want to also welcome you to the show. I want to let you know I'm over in the chat room. You can find that by heading over to 12radio.com. Click on the chat button, and you'll be redirected into the Facebook chat. And if you haven't joined before, you'll need to, but you'll see my banner pinned there at the top of the page and other people chatting there. But if you'd like to rather watch than listen, you can do so by heading over to YouTube or Facebook. Look for Katie Weaver, Domestic Mystic, and you'll find the live stream. So, and I have my eye on those chats too. So if that's where you're commenting, that's my software funnels it all to me. So I have my eyes on everything. So yay. How is everybody? How did we come through the wild event there on Thursday night and Friday? We had Mercury going retrograde, we had a full moon, and we had a full lunar eclipse. And did you see the eclipse? We weren't going to see it very well where I live anyhow, but we definitely didn't see it at all because it was snowing. So, no eclipse for me, you know, but we certainly felt it anyway. I'm still feeling it. I have dreamed about my parents for 3 nights in a row, which, you know, of course we dream about our loved ones that have passed, and that's not, oh Lord, I was going to move that. Sorry, knocking stuff off my desk and my printer and just making a ruckus. I really was planning on, these dreams have been really interesting because, I mean, yeah, we all dream about our past loved ones here and there, but these have been, they've been pretty intense. So it's good, I think. It's always nice to have a little check-in with mom and dad, but 3 nights in a row, that's something. And there haven't even been bad nights. Sometimes if I'm dreaming a lot like that, I'm not sleeping very well, or I'm having a lot of pain, and that really hasn't been the case. So we'll take it. But I have been working my fingers to the bone in the glass room. I had a plan of some things I wanted to make, and they're all things that require way more cutting than I normally do, cutting small pieces. I think from doing some stained glass, I've kind of gotten a little bit more in the habit, you know, of cutting more pieces. But this was really ambitious for me. And unfortunately, all of those pieces are still in the kiln. They're done, but they're too hot to bring up here and show you. So I'm going to show you a couple of pictures of what they look like in the kiln instead. And maybe I'll have them to show you next week. They're all for my fair. We have our first fair of the season coming up here in a couple of weeks. And I really wanted to be able to just have a few pieces of everything I do. So I have some fused glass hearts. I have some of this fused glass stuff I'm going to show you here in a second. I'm putting a few pictures in the chat room while I talk. And I wanted to have some pottery, so I've been working on that yesterday and today. And I want to have some polymer clay stuff done. And I already have the polymer stuff done. I've just got to put findings on it and it'll be done. So yeah, just a lot of little bits and pieces. But I think if I can have a little bit, oh, and some stained glass. And I have several stained glass pieces done. There's a handful more things I would like to do, so we'll see. I actually am way ahead of the game for this time, which is so unique for me. And so I'll probably get it all done, which is, I don't know, somewhat amazing, but usually I'm way behind the curve, and I'm trying not to be, but I'll show you a few pieces here. The cool thing, the kiln gods are smiling upon me. I don't know what I did to deserve this, but I would like more, is that I've opened the kiln 3 times. So I packed the kiln on Friday and fired it overnight and opened it Saturday morning. That was the hearts and the beginnings of one of my dishes, and everything turned out, which just doesn't freaking happen. Here's my hearts. It just doesn't happen. So to have everything come out correctly and no breaks is wild. It either means I'm doing things better, or the kiln gods just like me right now, and I'm gonna go on both. But all my hearts came out really good. I was really pleased with them. And then these are my pieces. Oh, this is pre-slump. So these pieces take two firings. So the first firing is what's called a tack fuse, where all of those little pieces, all the little pet rose petal or the flower petals and the leaves and the little jemmy pieces and stuff, you're just tacking them to the glass. So you're not melting them on hard, you're melting them to the surface of the glass. And then the second phase is what you're looking at right now. This is called the slump phase. So every one of these is sitting on top of what looks like a ceramic dish, kind of, but it's coated with stuff so that it will release the piece of glass when it's done. And in this phase, you only heat the glass enough for it to melt enough that it'll fall down and settle into the mold so that you'll get the shape of it. So in every one of these phases, things can break, they can blow apart, they can shatter. Sometimes they blow apart and damage the pieces around them. Like I've had it all. Everyone has. This is just, it's the chance you take. But anyway, so this is how they looked when I went to bed last night. And this is how they looked when I got up this morning. So you can't see completely, but you can see in the picture like this, the seashell. So that looks like the bottom stuff looks like sand. It's kind of beachy stuff. And then there's all that blue stuff is bubbles. I'll try and get a better close up for you later when this comes out. And then my two little daisy dishes, I think just turned out super cute, exactly what I wanted. And then my big plates. So these are both the big one, the pink one is on a plate that just kind of like raises up on the sides. And then the other one, it has more of a wave in it, the blue one does. But anyway, so excited about how they turned out and so excited that they all turned out because my God, I'm telling you just don't always get that. So thank you, Kiln Gods, for not destroying a single thing I've done. It's really appreciated. So yeah, but it's been kind of nice to switch to change gears from glass because the glass wants to slice the shit out of you, and it does. Even with gloves, I keep ending up with cuts and stuff. It's just kind of how it is. And sometimes it's because you just do something stupid, like run your finger over the edge of a cut. Like, why wouldn't that cut you? But sometimes I do things like that, and then I have to, reap the rewards of getting sliced. Sometimes it's just really through no fault of your own. It just happens. But anyway, I'm getting better. I was so careful the other day while I was, I'd done everything right. I'd worn gloves the entire time I ran the grinder. Super, super good. My hands were pretty much cut free. One on my thumb, mostly cut free. And then I went to take them all upstairs to wash them so I could put them in the kiln. And I noticed one little sharp edge I didn't like. There were all the little leaves and flower pieces and stuff. And I just thought, you know what? I'm just going to bump this on the grinder real quick, right? So I didn't put on gloves. I didn't put on my mask. I didn't put on glasses. I'm like, just one quick bump. I bumped it quick. That was fine. And then bumped the side of my finger real good. So, yeah, there's no shortcuts. Glass is really making me have to follow the rules and have to, follow the structure of working with glass because it's very unforgiving, and also follow the rules to the point that I protect myself correctly because it's really not just a suggestion because you are going to get stung if you don't. But anyway, all's well that ends well. So it's a big change to go from 3 days of sharp, pokey glass to going to clay where I've just been doing slab clay, so my hands are just deeply in this clay. You're pulling clay, you're rolling it out, you're forming it, you're doing all the smoothing it with your hands. Like it's mostly all with your hands, and clay, it doesn't even cut the hell out of you. So it's a very different experience. I don't know, from working from one thing that seems almost dangerous, that is dangerous, let's be real, to something that seems so much more soft and forgiving. But anyway, both mediums have their value. It's just kind of a fun difference, but yeah. I do still have some winged keys and I'm working on some more, Pamela. So as soon as I get done with this fair, I'll post them on Etsy. I just wanted to have plenty, have everything together for my fair, and then I'll post them on Etsy when I'm done with it. So yes, but yes, I do. Yeah. Okay, well, let's take a look at Luminous. Ostara is in 2 short days. And I'm so excited. Let me put a link in the chat room. So Luminous, of course, is the magazine that I publish every week with some help from my friends around here, particularly Kelly and my sister Christy and Jamie Dawn. And so if you subscribe, you already received it this morning. But we're going to go through it now. So absolutely love the cover. Rabbits are a sign of spring, of fertility, and of course, that's where we are right now. Ostara is essentially where Easter came from, in a sense. The combination of different theologies that came together, but the bunnies, the eggs, lots of things about Easter are actually Ostara, and that's what I celebrate. So, and we're hoping, because Easter's 4 weeks away, and I mean, mostly we've been snow free. I mean, our snow is nearly gone. We woke up this morning to a nice little blanket, however. I walked out to feed the crows this morning. And there's a crow. She's sitting right up in the tree, really close to me, closer than they usually get. And she's just looking at the snow and she's looking at me, and we're both looking at each other like, what the hell is this? She's as unimpressed as I am. But the sun is out now and it's burning it off pretty quick. So, anyway, really hoping in 4 weeks it'll be stable enough that we can go camping for Easter. We used to always camp on Easter. And if the weather's good, we do. But the last few years, it's been an impossibility. But this year, it's starting to look like we could probably get out. So, fingers and toes crossed. I'm so excited at the prospect of an early spring camping trip. Yes. Hopefully we make it. Okay, so I called this episode the Awake, or this edition of the magazine, the Awaken and Bloom with Ostara, because that's where we're at. We're waking up from the winter solstice. We are waking up from a sleepier time during winter, here in this hemisphere at least, and moving forward to Ostara. The awakening. So let's talk about Ostara. All new art in Luminous this week, by the way, you might have noticed. So, this, of course, is the time of balance, renewal, the spring equinox. This is budding possibilities, and some of you are probably seeing budding on your trees in warmer places. My tulips are fighting their way up. They're always the first thing that we see here. And I planted a big whiskey barrel of daffodils last year, and I'm hoping that they're going to come back. They should, but I'm not seeing any sign of them yet, but I hope they come back. So, of course, Ostara is named over Esotre or Esoter, depending on who you talk to. I've heard it both ways. Or Ostara, a Germanic goddess of dawn and fertility. So her symbols include, of course, hares or rabbits, and eggs. And of course, we know that they both stand for, represent new life and rebirth. So her festival was celebrated by ancient pagans, and this was a celebration of returning warmth, of the planting season beginning, and the balance between dark and light. I started a few seeds last week. I started some pansies in terrariums. So we'll see how they do. This is a different, kind of a different look for me. But I've been seeing these online and think they're cool. And so I ordered the terrariums. And as it turns out, pansies do super well in there. And supposedly, if you can get them up and blooming, they'll hold their blooms for a long time and just keep blooming again. And those plants should live for a couple of years in a terrarium. But we'll see. You know, the should and the do are totally different things. So we'll find out if that really works. But that's all I have planted so far this spring. And of course, anything that's planted here is being planted in the house and being started in the house. But so the Egyptians around this time celebrated the resurrection of Osiris. The Mayans built temples that aligned with the sun's path. The Celts danced around fires to honor the earth's renewal. Lots of reasons to celebrate spring. So, of course, you can be elaborate or simple. It doesn't have to be a crazy thing to celebrate Ostara, though you can if you want to do a little bit more ostentatious things, but that's up to you. So, a few thoughts. Embracing nature's awakening. You can take a walk outside if you can. You can just observe the signs of spring or early spring, depending on where you live. That could be the buds on trees, the birds singing, the returning of birds, the scent of the fresh earth. This is the time that you might collect a few things for your altar, like flowers, seeds, stones, sticks, you know, anything. You could decorate eggs. I love that the decorating of Easter eggs is something that is actually the decorating of Ostara eggs. And of course, here in the US, you know, if you're going to decorate eggs, you might have to rob a bank first, but you know, I digress. For me, it's quality over quantity. I don't want to decorate a lot of eggs. I want to decorate a few eggs really well, right? Will I? Probably not, because I'm, you know, like I said, elbow deep in clay right now, and unless I make some clay eggs, I'm probably not doing it. But that's okay. There's a lot of ways you can decorate eggs. I like to blow eggs. Rather than boil them, you poke a hole in the top and the bottom, get a skewer of, you know, something pokey, a long pin down into your egg and break up the yolk and kind of stir it up. This is really important because when you go to blow it out, if the yolk is still intact, oh, you can blow it out intact, but it will basically burst all the, you know, vessels in your eyes. I don't know that that'll happen, but it's that sucks. So, at any rate, always scramble the egg first and then you can blow it out. That might have some shells in it, so you may want not choose to eat it, but you could cook it up and feed it to a pet if you wanted to. I'll probably actually cook mine and take them outside and feed them to the crows if I do eggs this year. We'll see. I think as the second I talk about doing eggs, Scott's going to be like, "Yeah, we're so totally doing eggs." So, we'll see. You can dye them with natural things like turmeric for yellow or beet juice for red. I should have included this, but a butterfly flower for purple or indigo. Lots of things you can do, and then they can go on your altar or in your home. Another way you can do a blown egg that I think is really fun, is to take rose petals and you put them in a little bit of glue or Mod Podge, like just like white Elmer's or Mod Podge. Put your petals in it and just let them sit for a couple of minutes and they soak it up and they get really pliable. And then you can just start layering them around your egg and then let it dry. And that's really cool. And once it dries, then you can put some glitter on it if you want to. You can tie a ribbon around it. But that's fun and they look amazing when they're done. I have some eggs like that that I made 10 years ago that still are sitting on an altar spot on my one of my hutches, and they look amazing still. Crazy. And they're not fragile even after all this time. Like, you're not going to pick them up and break them. They're solid. So, that's another thought. Another fun one, I think, is to do the sugar spun eggs with sugar water and thread and wrap those around and around and around and around an egg and let them soften or let them or around a balloon, actually. You do that around a balloon, and then you can do it around an egg too, but then you have to bust the egg out and pull all the little bits of shell out. But if you do it around a little balloon, then and you leave an opening. So you wrap your thread all different ways, but you leave an opening, and then when it's hardened, you pop the balloon and pull it out, and you have this cute little egg. Yeah. I know, Kev. Kevin said, I'm so refraining from the multitude of funny yet not PC jokes on the subject matter. A lot of things there. A lot of things that could be said. Anyway, so lots of ways you could choose to do eggs if you want to. Plant seeds, literally and figuratively. I mean, it's a great time to start some seeds in the house. This is a good time even to just start, if you've never done it before, a little kitchen, a kitchen windowsill garden, if you like to grow a little bit of basil and stuff like that. Some cilantro. My God, the cilantro will shoot up and you'll have cilantro forever as long as you keep watering it. Parsley grows really well in the house too. Basil does very well. Don't do rosemary. You see these all the time, like the kits that to grow a little like windowsill garden, kitchen garden. Rosemary takes forever. Rosemary is a woodsy plant. And you always see those in these, and the rosemary never survives. It should not be in there. But basil, tarragon, dill. Well, I wouldn't grow dill. Well, you could. Sage does really well in these. You can do a little windowsill kitchen garden that grows quite well, and then you have herbs growing. Chives do really well. They'll take over everything over time, though. Cilantro. Lots of stuff you could put in there and just grow in your house. Yeah, celery does really well indoors. Yeah, lots of things you could start now. But you could start your flowers right now, too. Be glad you did later down the road. You just have to give up a little space for them. Okay. Create a balance ritual. Part of the message of Ostara is balance. So, because it's about equilibrium, take some time to evaluate areas of your life that feel out of sync. Light two candles and worry not. I have a whole candle ritual for you today. Light two candles, one representing darkness and the other light, and meditate on how you can bring more balance into your daily routine. It's funny how easy it is to get out of balance and spend too much time on things that either are or aren't good for you, right? Like, I know that for me, if I really get down a rabbit hole of creating, sometimes I really neglect my house, my health, other things because I'm just so laser focused. And sometimes I really have to rein myself back in and remember, like, you still have to take your medicine. You still have to wash the dishes. Like, you still have to put your feet on the floor. You still have to hold dogs who want your attention because you're their whole world. You can't only do one thing. But I think we're all kind of guilty of that. One place that I find myself out of balance sometimes is focusing way too much on the news, on the negative things in the world. I think we all are at a time where we need to be informed. I would never tell you not to watch the news because I think that's foolish. But there definitely needs to be a balance of what you're consuming because it's really easy to do that to yourself and watch way too much of the awful, and your vibration's just sinking lower and lower. So be informed, be intelligent, but don't make it your whole personality because I promise if you do, you won't like who's looking back at you in the mirror. You'll be exhausted, drained, cynical. We need all of you right now. We need the good parts, we need the bad parts, we need the wild parts, we need the creative parts, we need all of you. Yep. Interesting. Lillian said, my therapist says there's scientific proof that watching more than 1 hour of news a day is detrimental. Oh, that doesn't surprise me. It kills me when you walk into public places like the bank, the gas station, restaurants, where they're just playing news 24/7. Oh my God, they're poor employees. Jesus. And around here, it's always Fox News. Everywhere you go, Fox News is playing. And people are just glued to it. And I think it's just, and it's not just Fox, not just to blame them, but yes, I think watching too much news or consuming too much news is so tiresome. And because it's such a big business, news, it's a 24/7 machine that is just always churning out more. Yeah, be a little careful with it. We all should. All right, so just some thoughts there about Ostara, and I do have a ritual for you as well, but lots of ways to celebrate and lots of ways to honor your path if that's what you choose to do. Some of you don't recognize with or you don't resonate with the turns of the wheel as much as you do other rituals, and that's okay too. For me, this is my spirit. This is my religion. If you'll call it that. Religion. Well. All right, Kelly's article this week is about Jasmine Crockett. Jasmine Crockett is a representative out of Texas that is a real baddie that's been very outspoken recently and really rising, and she's hilarious and fantastic and very, very powerful. I loved what she said about Jasmine Crockett. Okay, here's the Ostara ritual. This is the candle magic for renewal and balance. So, what you're going to need? You'll need a green candle that represents growth, abundance, and renewal. You will need a yellow candle for clarity, joy, and the energy of the sun. You're going to need a white candle for balance, purity, and new beginnings. You can use some herbs or flowers if you want to. Rosemary, lavender, daffodils, if you have any springy flowers coming up yet. You decide. You can always get some beautiful daffodils this time of year at Trader Joe's too. But rosemary too, actually. But you don't have to use herbs if you don't want to, but you can. That just adds that layer of candle magic. And a small bowl of water to represent the life-giving rains of spring. And a small dish of soil or seeds to symbolize growth and potential. And if you're going to start some seeds, you could start them and just include this. All right, setting the space. First, you want to clear your space. So you can use incense, rosemary water, envision. You can use sage if you want to, whatever you want to do. To just watching that stagnant energy being carried away. And again, it's just stagnant energy. It's not negative energy per se. I don't really like putting that much of a label on it because we're just asking anything that's ready to go, right? And I think if we focus only on in clearing in general, if you focus only on clearing away the negative, that's too narrow. Arrange your items. You want to place the candles in a triangle, green at the top, yellow to the right, and white to the left. Place the water and the soil in the center. Then ground yourself. Talked about grounding about a million times, so I know you have a good foundation here, but take a deep breath, feel your feet on the earth, and envision roots growing down into the soil from you, connecting you to the energy of the season or to the energy of the earth. And then the spell. So you're going to light the white candle first and say or think, I welcome balance day and night. As light and dark unite in flight. O stars, promise, pure and bright, renew my spirit, guide my light. And you can repeat that as many times as you want to. If you say it once and that feels complete, that's fine. If you say it once and feel like you want to revisit that and say it a few times, that's okay too. Totally up to you. Then the yellow candle, the golden sun. Now rising high, bring warmth and joy, let shadows die. Fill my heart with hope and cheer, Ostara's blessings draw near. And then the green candle. Earth awakens, seeds take hold, Growth and abundance now unfold. I plant my dreams. I set them free. With Ostara's magic, so mote it be. And then you want to focus your intent. So you're just going to sit with your candles, sit with this little altar that you've made, and gaze at the flames, or you can meditate and visualize your goals, your intentions, watching those things sprout from, the essential earth and bloom like spring flowers. Envision yourself thriving, balanced, renewed, feeling good, having the things that you need, moving forward. You can speak aloud or in your heart what you want to grow in your life. That could be creativity, love, confidence, peace. That's up to you for you to decide. Then dip your fingers in the water and touch to your forehead, saying, I am renewed, refreshed, and reborn. Then sprinkle a little soil or hold the seeds. Put your hand in the dirt, essentially. And say, as the earth awakens, so do I. My dreams will grow. My spirit will fly. And then to close your spell, just let the candles safely burn. If you're using chime candles, you can just let them burn all the way down. Or if you're not, you can snuff them out. Don't blow them out. It's kind of a superstition, but there's a belief there that if you blow your candles out, that you blow your blessings away with them. So consider either pinching them out or using a snuffer or just putting a spoon over them to, snuff out the light, but don't blow them out. And then you can, if you don't burn them all the way down, you could come back to this and relight them for a while when you wanted to. Then just take whatever left oil, soil or seeds you have and plant them and give them your intentions, a physical place to grow. Use the water to water a plant or take it outside and spread it. You can do what you want to with it, but that's how it goes. That's the spell. So I love this one. Yeah, it's a good Ostara ritual, I think. If that's an easy one, I mean, that's going to take you less than an hour with very little to gather. I think sometimes we get, if it gets to be too demanding, then you just don't do it because you don't have your shit together to do it, right? So I think keeping it simple, what's the KISS method? Keep it simple, stupid. I think that applies, right? Keep things simple. Don't get too wild. Unless you really want to and you have the time and the energy and the space to do it, then fine. But if you don't, this is something you can do to bring in Ostara without, breaking the bank or your time or your back. Okay. Christy's energy exercise this week is Archangel Raphael healing. There's lots of crime over at True Crime Squad, per normal. I have to say, going back, if you don't normally listen to True Crime Squad because crime's not your thing, last Thursday's episode right here, you might actually, it might still entertain you. It was a focus on crazy crime news, and it's a more lighthearted show about stupid criminals and crazy stuff they did. And we even used AI to write a song called Testicle Salad, and I'm not going to say anything other than that. You'll have to go watch it if you want to know what that means, but I'll just say that it's a real thing that happened. That's all. Not to me. Not even in this country, actually, but it happened. All right. Jamie Dawn had a video this week about Virgo and Pisces, the eclipse, which was awesome. And the eclipse has passed, but it's certainly still relevant because, we're still going through it and will be for a little while. Lots of meditations over at Planet Meditation. And that's it. That is Luminous this week. So hopefully you found something there that resonates with you. The True Crime site is on YouTube. It's True Crime Squad. And I can share a link with you too. Doing true crime is really interesting. You really have to protect your heart sometimes, but also it's a really interesting study too. And sometimes I think we're able to find cases that aren't getting very much attention and put a lot more attention on them. And we're just a small channel, so we're not making the biggest splash, but we're making an effort to cover things like MMIW cases and missing persons cases that aren't getting any attention. You guys would be shocked how many missing persons cases there are out there that you've never heard about, that have maybe barely been investigated at all. Because the truth is, adults have the right to go missing if they want to. As long as they're not on probation, then they'll look for him. But you can go. You can go wander off to another state and join a cult, and your family never see you again, and you have the right to do that. And so when adults go missing, it's a much harder thing because the police don't have the time or the resources, nor do they have the urgency to search. It's on you to do that. And I don't know about you, but most people don't have any idea how to do that or how to get started and how to get help and resources. So there's a lot of ways that true crime, I think there's ways we can use that to help make the world a better place in helping people, right? Anyway, that's all. I did put a link in the chat room for True Crime Squad as well if you want to check that out, but I'll put it in the other chat too. Okay, so that's what I've got. So I'm curious to know, anybody have any other Ostara plans or anything that you do for Ostara typically? I would love to hear about it. Have we looked at the Gene Hackman situation? Yeah. That is wild. Well, the dog, unfortunately, the dog just starved to death, I think. Because he was locked in a crate. So what they're saying now is that his wife died first. She had hantavirus, which that in itself is scary as hell. Do you know how you get hantavirus? Usually from mice. And hantavirus is deadly. People that get haunted usually die within 2 days. And she apparently contracted hantavirus. They lived in New Mexico. And Gene Hackman was 95 and apparently was in pretty deep into dementia. And when she died and wasn't there to take care of him, he just perished as well over the course of a few days. So, yeah, they didn't die at the same time. It was several days apart. And Gene, unfortunately, and the dog that was in the kennel, they had dogs at doggy daycare that are fine. They had two dogs that the back door was open, so they were coming and going from the house and they were okay. I'm sure they were hungry, but they were okay. But one dog was locked in a crate in a kennel, and unfortunately, that dog perished because nobody was feeding him. And they were deceased, it looks like, for about 20 days before their bodies were found, somewhere around there. So, yeah, it's a very weird situation. Really sad situation, but essentially that's what they're finding is that basically she was the caregiver of their whole world of Jean as well as all their dogs, and she just got really sick and died quickly. And I think she probably thought she had the flu. Everybody had the flu, but it took her really fast, and that's what happened. At least that's what investigators think happened now. It resonates with me that that probably is what happened, but my goodness. Just unthinkably sad. And poor Gene wasn't with it enough to know that to how to take care of himself because he was deep in dementia and his sweet wife was just taking care of him at home. And it is sad no one checked in on them. I guess it wasn't uncommon. They were live ways out of town and were pretty reclusive, and so it wasn't weird that nobody had heard from him in a bit. But Yeah. You know how it goes too, like life gets busy and sometimes we neglect each other and then discover that somebody maybe needed you but you didn't know. And unfortunately, that's just kind of how it goes sometimes. But yeah, that's to the my best of my understanding, Sid, is that's what happened there. Yeah. But hantavirus, holy shit. That's terrifying. That's why, I mean, besides the fact that it's, horrifying and gross to have mice in your house, that's why it's so dangerous to have mice in your house or in your RV or, in stores or in places where they can access food, because they are deadly if they carry Hanta, deadly to humans. Yeah. Okay. Well, we do have a little bit of time for some readings. So I noticed, I think it was you, Tara, that had asked. But I've got about 12 minutes, so if anybody needs anything, this is a good time to put it in the chat room. There we go. Tara said it's been a chaotic week, but I made it, and I'm so happy you're here. I know, life's been wild for you lately, hasn't it? She said if you're doing mini readings, healings, I could sure use some energy this week. Let's do a good clearing for you. You are such a caregiver, and I feel like you shoulder a lot for everybody, and it gets pretty freaking heavy sometimes. And I would imagine that your creative juices are trying to flow too, and maybe you just need some help cutting loose everybody else from your spirit so that you can shine. So I'm going to start at your feet here. Actually, let's do a whole Merkaba clearing, I think. It's called for. All right, I'm going to start at your feet, commanding a Merkaba clearing. Commanding millions of billions of many points of light to flood your system now, completely healing, clearing, and releasing any energy you're carrying that is not yours, anything that could be holding you back or holding you down, any energetic influence that could be affecting you physically, emotionally, or spiritually. Commanding these frequencies to be healed and cleared and rendered neutral and inert in all directions of time now through every cell of your physical body, every layer of your emotional body, and every fiber of your spirit body now. All right, just watching that move through you. That's what I wondered. Really good clearing through here, through your sacral. And up into your solar plexus. This is a good clearing for you right now, Tara, because it's going to release some of that fatigue, the caregiver fatigue. All right, on up into your heart. And then your high heart. And this is where you've got so many little cords to other people. So we're just going to pull them all. These are just those emotional cords that form that, I mean, they're not core cords, right, to your people. These are just the little thought processes or emotional cords that form that, you don't need, and they really start to deplete you over time. All right. Okay. We're just going to heal all of those and return them to the senders, and then do some healing up in that high heart as well. We had so many between family, friends, kids. Probably strangers that you encounter. People are really drawn to your light, so you end up courted upon a lot by people who are just hungry. All right, moving up through your throat. Good here. Good shift here. All right, that helps release your jaw too in the back of your neck. All right, third eye, And your crown. Right, so I'm going to just clear your aura too while I'm at it. I will say though that high heart was the biggest contributor. That's what I had assumed I'd find, but sometimes I get surprised. Okay, going back to your feet now and commanding a Merkaba blessing, commanding billions of many points of light to flood your system now, completely shifting your frequency to a place of peace, to a place of confidence, to a higher place of energy and frequency, and to a deep inner knowing that all is well, commanding these frequencies to shift through every cell of your physical body, every layer of your emotional body, and every fiber of your spirit body now. I'll just watch that move through you. This blessing part's always much quicker than the clearing. Good. All right, I'm going to put some bright gold light around you. That's what's emerging. All right. Okay, beautiful girl, you are done. Okay. Yeah, Kev, let's do that. So Kevin would like a little blessing work to help empower his move. He's moving from the big city back to Florida, so Jean, I would love to give you a reading. Do you want to give me a jumping off point where we're where it's radio and we move quick? I really like to know exactly what you're wondering about or thinking about so I can get into it fast. Okay, you are so welcome. My honor. Right, Kev, let's take a look. All right. I'm just gathering up you and your belongings. I'm just wrapping them all in a lot of light and protection, but also really holding this move in a higher energy. So I'm wrapping you in this tangerine iridescent light, asking that as you move and as you get settled in Florida, that you really attract the right people and things to you. I know that you're going to be surrounded by things that you're not comfortable with. But there's so much good there for you to encounter as well. And so that's what I'm asking, is that you really attract your people. Because I know you're going back to your people, but you've got other people, right? Your spirit people. That's what I'm asking for you to be able to attract and tune into. What I'm envisioning for you is discovering a whole new community there that you have been, that you didn't know existed, of spiritual people, of supportive people, of people that practice the same things that you do and are interested in the same things that you do, that will welcome you right into their community. Good. Okay. So one last thing on that, Kev. Once you get there, let's do this. We're gonna have to reground you in a sense to your new surroundings. So moving is super ungrounding. It can be really tough on your root chakra. So we want to make sure that we are shifting your root, attuning it more to where you are to get you grounded faster, so that your head's not spinning for too long or longer than it needs to. So once you get there, let's check in again and really ground you to your new area so that you're totally set there. Okay, Jean said finances and getting her car back. Okay, let's take a look, Jean. Yeah, it looks like it's been kind of bleak for a while. What I'm seeing is just one road bump after another that, or road block after another that has just tapped you out in ways that have seemed kind of impossible to rebound from. Somehow, though, the next few months I feel like you do start to stabilize. I don't see like any big windfall of money or anything wild like that, but I feel like things just start to stabilize in a way that you can finally just start getting back on track, that you can get that car back and just start you just start getting better. It does come up for me that one more step towards earning money would be helpful for you, whether it's just a little side gig. Or it's helping somebody else out with some things. But one more small step would really help to stabilize you and to right the scales. So, that's for you to decide what that looks like. But it's not a big thing, but a small thing would really help you to get there to be able to stabilize the finances. But I think you're on the right path. I feel like you're moving in that direction. So don't be afraid to sacrifice some things if that's what it takes. That could be belongings, that could be time, but sacrificing a few things to stabilize now is really going to make things better later. So, definitely the onus is on you to take a few more steps forward, but I feel like you've got a lot of support from the universe to do that, Jean. So, I'm going to hold space with you that we see this turn around and shift for you quickly. You deserve that. Kev, you're so welcome. My honor. Yeah, I'm excited for you. I feel like there's some gold at the end of this rainbow for you that you might not have realized. Like, but you'll be like, oh, so this is why I needed to come here. Got it. And that it has honestly little to do with your family. Though I'm excited to see you be able to strengthen those relationships too, but this is something else. Okay, probably at time, but Terry. You know what, love? I think I'm just going to pull a card for you quickly because that's about all I've got time left for. But I don't want to let you go by the wayside here. Now, you guys don't forget that I am a professional psychic advisor over at 12listen.com. I've only worked there for about a million years now. I think 13 years is the last time I looked at the math. 13 years. But I was in the business for quite a while before that as well. In fact, it occurred to me the other day that when we first opened our first little center, I was 27. So it's been 20 years since I've been working in this industry. Wild. Oh, Lord. Okay, it's three cards, so we're going to have to book it. I was going to pull one card, but that's how many wanted to come. All right, the first card, Terry, for you is Rest and Rejuvenate. So this is always a reminder to give yourself an opportunity to rest. It doesn't mean that you have to, cancel all your plans, but it does mean that you need to take a look at how are you sleeping? Are you resting enough? Are you sleeping well and resting well? And if you're not, what needs to be addressed so that you are? Extremely important. The next card, this is an action card for you, is the throat chakra. So this is on communicating well. It's on releasing things from you in your throat, even if it's stuff that you don't really want to say to other people, that you at least journal some things. But getting some stuff out of you is important. And sometimes it is in having deep conversations. It's not always hard conversations. Sometimes it's just deeper, more spiritual conversations than you normally have. But being able to say some of the things you need to say is key for you. It seems like it's bubbling in you. And then the outcome card is the awareness card. This is a good shot of the crown chakra, and that as you get some rest and you communicate better, that more awareness, and the awareness that I think that comes through for you is how much more capable and powerful you are than you've been feeling lately. That you are a badass, and I think that life has kind of stripped that away from you in ways, and you're finally getting back on your horse. And remembering who you are. So, Terry, I think for you, it's just taking good care of yourself and moving forward. And I know that's what you've been working on doing. So a good affirmation for you that you keep on doing it. Yeah. Right, Kev? It has been a hot minute. Well, it's been an honor. Absolutely. All right. So if you would like to speak to me, you can do that by heading over to 12listen.com. That's number 12listen.com. I am there daily, 365. If you do come over and I'm not there, just look for my profile, me, Katie Weaver, and do a callback request or a scheduled call. When you do that, I get an email that you're waiting on me, and I will get to a spot as quickly as I can where I can speak to you, or I'll reschedule the call or whatever, but we'll make contact so that I can get with you as soon as I can. So I can help you with psychic readings, energy work, animal communication, mediumship. Sometimes it's just somebody to vent to, a shot in the arm. But if you need some help shifting some things in your life, I can help you with that. If you need to feel better, I can help you with that. Do not suffer in silence, and I mean that. There's no reason to. You're worth more than that, right? Even if it's not me, talk to somebody. Don't suffer in silence. Life's too short for it. All righty, you guys. Well, I'm going to call it a day. So I'm going to go back and put my fingers in the clay. I hope you have a chance to do something fun or creative today. Happy Ostara. Thanks so much for being here with me. I love you guys. I appreciate you. This has been yet another edition of the Katie Weaver Show here on 12 Radio, where we're changing the way you listen to the world.